constructing metaphors. We are using metaphors all the time. And metaphors are a fundamental part of the way we communicate. It's our way of thinking and expressing what we think about the world. You know, it's very hard to talk about our experience of time and life without thinking in spatial terms, you know, future, past, looking forward to, I've put it behind me. These are all metaphors, okay? Even something like Christmas is a metaphor. There is so much metaphors. In ICF coaching, they talk about content-free coaching, which is actually kind of more like New Code NLP. But the content-free coaching is actually a metaphor for operating as content-free as possible. Okay, so this are metaphors. You know, all kinds of things are metaphors through life, and we use metaphors to talk about our common experiences, and we're often unaware that we're using them. You know, life is like a journey. Yeah, goals are destinations. Difficulties and opportunities lie in our obstacles. There's obstacles in the road ahead. Metaphors, 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 metaphors. Yeah? Now, you can identify metaphors that people use and talk in terms of the same metaphors to strengthen rapport. So if someone is talking metaphorically about a certain thing, you can join in, pace their reality, and use a metaphor to, you know, strengthen the rapport, strengthen the bond. We can also use metaphors to sum up a complex situation in an easy-to-understand image. Nassim Taleb made the metaphor or coined the term the black swan. And if you talk about investors, or if you talk to investors or people that have a lot of experience in the markets, they all understand what a black swan is. Well, a black swan is like the metaphor of a black swan, only it's a financial black swan. It's what the market didn't expect. And it's a black swans that have the biggest impact on the market. So we can make up metaphors and we can talk about metaphors. And if a person is having a crisis, you know, like, oh, I'm not good enough. Well, we could tell them a metaphor or perhaps like a story from our own life. And when we were children, how we couldn't do something. But over time, we learned the skills and we learned that we could actually do it. So we can use metaphors to start to pace reality and put in new ways. When we use our metaphors, we need to bring more conscious awareness to the metaphors we're already using. We need to take more attention and direction to the way we can construct metaphors. Now, we'd like to talk about generating a metaphor. So if we want to generate a metaphor for a problem, we might actually want to write out some of the details of the problems and do this process called isomorphing. So we write out the structure of the problem. Husband struggling communicate to his wife. Now we might want to isomorph that across, and rather than using a husband and a wife, we might want to talk about a duck who will struggling communicate to the chicken. Okay, now to get accurate isomorphing, it needs to be separate enough so that the person doesn't realize you're talking about them. If you were to tell me about a problem you're having, if a husband or a man told me about the problem he had with his wife, and I was to tell him about another man and how this other man had a solution, that would be telling a story and that would kind of be okay and it could get a result. However, the man's conscious brain might have resistance. So one way of overcoming the resistance is to have an isomorphic story. The isomorphic story is when the story is then changed into a duck talking to a chicken. And sorry, I hear you're having some challenges with your wife, but go somewhere else, and then go somewhere else. Oh, I was just reading this story to my kids yesterday. Have you ever heard the story about the duck and the chicken? Man, this duck and the chicken story, I think I saw it as a kid. It really got me. The story about the duck and the chicken. You haven't heard it? Oh, wow, here. Okay, and then we might go on and talk about the story about the duck and the chicken. Now, the duck and the chicken represent the husband and the wife. Only it's been isomorphed across to a duck and a chicken. Now, let's say the husband always thinks he's right. So perhaps the duck might have a journey to make and he thinks he's going in the right direction. Now, only in real life, we know that the husband needs to listen to the wife, or maybe the wife isn't communicating well. So the chicken wants to help the duck, only the chicken can't talk in the duck language. So the chicken writes down the instructions. Only the duck can't read. So the duck and the chicken are going on this journey And they have to pair up. And it's so funny because the duck speaks so well and is so clear. But the chicken can only communicate in writing and the duck can't read. Okay, so we have the problem. Remember that the nouns, reality is constructed of nouns and relationships. So we have to consider the nouns, who the people are, isomorphic them across, the relationships, isomorphic them across, so that the metaphor we are creating is different from their conscious awareness. So as you tell a story about the duck and the chicken, the man hears duck and a chicken and his deeper unconscious is actually making connections between the metaphor and his own problem. Because this problem is a real problem. His brain wants to solve the problem. So as we talk about a duck and a chicken, the man sees if he can relate the story to his problem. Now, sometimes you have a problem in life and you're watching a movie and suddenly you get an idea. It might be that in the movie, there's been an isomorphism across and part of the movie is a solution to your problem. Okay, so they're the basic steps to generate a metaphor. Pick the nouns, the people, isomorphic them across, someone that's similar but different. Perhaps take some of the characteristics, the duck who's a really good at talking but doesn't really understand or hear the chicken or the woman. So we take the nouns, we take the verbs, we take the processes, we take the challenges, and we isomorphic them across. In doing so, we have to notice and maintain the relationship between things. So we still need to maintain the relationship that the man and woman are on a journey together through life, or that the man and woman are trying to raise children. See, the duck and the chicken are trying to go on a journey, or the duck and the chicken have to go on this journey together and they have to take the eggs. Or the duck and the chicken have to go on a journey together, where the man and the woman have to raise children. The man and the woman have to agree on things. Well, the duck and the chicken need to agree on things. So some of the relationships stay intact. Now we've got to keep in mind, what are the desired changes that the man needs to make? So the duck needed to learn to, and then comes the result, the metaphor, how the duck and chicken learn to communicate could be how the man needs to communicate. With this as well, we can use a representational systems. So the man is able to communicate clearly with words. Perhaps his auditory expressions are fine, but he cannot interpret what the lady is saying. Perhaps his wife is saying things, so auditory channel, but perhaps the man isn't able to interpret the auditory channel adequately. And what he might need to do is something, something, something. And perhaps in the metaphor, the duck learns to do that. Or the duck and the chicken, they might meet a wise old owl. You're the wise old owl, you're the coach. So they meet the wise old owl, and the wise old owl taught the duck a magical process. Okay, so then the wise old owl represents the messages from the coach. Boom, 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 boom. That is the essential ingredients for constructing a metaphor. Absolutely beautiful. And this is a skill you get to practice with your kids. If you're a teacher, practice it with your class.